Steeler fan.
Chip's here.
Chip.
Bo, you here?
Bo.
Dog.
Roof. Dog's in the house.
Shorty Roof. P.
No Shorty P.
Shorty P.
Shorty P.
Bueller.
Short TP.
Yeah.
Where is that guy?
Happy birthday, Shorty P.
Happy birthday. Who else's birthday?
It's his birthday?
Everybody's got birthday. It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy late birthday.
He's down in the Keys, hanging out with the family.
Huh.
Nice. So lots to talk about.
What's first?
I mean, the rumors.
First down.
First and foremost, I got challenged tonight by Dog, by the way, before we got on air.
You got challenged?
Yes, I did. He asked me to come up with my all-time.
It's all-time Rays team? No, or all-time baseball team?
Baseball team.
All-time baseball.
Can you even name nine different players from nine different positions?
And listen, you will need a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher, and a closer.
Okay, well, see. So what
is this how we're going to roll the show? Are we going to start the show like this?
We could, because I could throw out my.
Give it to him.
Like, second baseman would be Sandberg.
Who?
Jared Sandberg.
Jared?
Jared Sandberg. Who's Sandberg? Sandberg who?
That was his son.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan Sandberg.
I would say that probably Albert Pujols is my favorite first baseman of all time.
Albert Pujols, first baseman, duly noted.
Okay. And
solid.
Shortstop.
Shortstop. Who you got a shortstop?
No, I'm coming this way, so I'm going to the catcher.
You're going catcher? Okay.
These are the positions I've been putting my thought into is catcher.
So you're
going to
lead off? Like, he's going to be your number one leadoff too, Albert Pujols? He's up first?
No.
Okay.
No, Ryan Sandberg would.
Who's Ryan Sandberg?
He's a second baseman.
Second baseman, Chicago Cubs.
That was before your time.
Okay.
I would probably say Molina.
Which Jose
one?
Molina?
No.
No. Or.
Yachty.
Or Benji. I would go with maybe Rodriguez Rangers.
Rodriguez Rangers.
Pudge.
Yvonne Rodriguez?
Yvonne.
Right. Pudge.
Third base.
I thought we were only doing catcher first and second.
No, we're going to do the whole thing. Third base,
I would probably still say.
You said it earlier.
I know, but I don't know if I'm going to go with that or not. I do like Wade Boggs, man.
There you go.
He's a stud. He's locked in there. Who's your shortstop?
Jeter.
Nice. Center fielder? It's got to be the kid, right?
The kid?
The kid.
Yeah,
There's
only one kid.
Well, the Say Hey Kid. Say Hey Kid was probably his time.
Who was the kid? I don't know this one. It's not
kid.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, that's the kid.
Jr. Okay, because that's my center fielder.
That's the center field. That's
who's
the kid.
Who's your left fielder?
I don't know.
Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds.
You'd have to give me more. Because they're not my favorites.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an era that you are.
Carl Crawford.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Where did Carl Crawford play?
Carl Crawford.
I was his neighbor for years. So.
Solid. There you go. See?
And then who's your right fielder?
You.
Ichiro.
Me.
Yeah.
Ichiro?
Yeah.
Ichiro. Who's your pitcher?
My favorite pitcher of all time is Nolan Ryan.
There you go. That's solidified. Yeah, it's pretty good. Not bad.
And coming off the bench?
Yeah, your relief pitcher?
Would probably have to be, who was the guy that threw it like all fucking sidearm?
Bung Young Kim?
No, for the Mets back in the day.
From the Mets.
Posada?
Hideo Nomo?
Jorge Posada. Yeah.
Jorge Posada was a catcher for the Yankees.
Yeah, he was a catcher for the Yankees.
Who's the one that threw sidearm? The pitcher that threw crazy sidearm?
One that played for the Diamondbacks. He threw submarine styles when your knuckles almost drag on the ground. You kind of throw it underhand. That's Bung Young Kim for the Diamondbacks.
I would say the unit is another good pitcher.
The unit?
Yeah,
big unit.
Big unit?
Big
that was my favorite pitcher of all time.
Yeah.
He annihilated a bird. You seen that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, yes,
yep.
I have seen that.
Can't do that in basketball.
No, you Stop. Can't. All right, so let me hear yours. So let me get your catcher.
My catcher all time.
Yeah, because you guys can go through it.
Yvonne Rodriguez.
Yvonne Rodriguez.
He was
yours
he
too.
Was
yep.
Okay. First base
all time, and this is in my life. I would probably say Jim Thome in his earlier years.
Okay.
You know, Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Okay. Second?
Dustin Pedroia.
I would say, man, I like the kid from New York. He was a young kid, Alfonso Soriano.
Alfonso Soriano.
He was real nice.
Is this yours too?
No, Dustin Pedroia.
Pedroia, yeah. Boston Red Sox, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Shortstop.
Jeter.
Jeter still. Okay.
Yeah, Jeter.
Well, Wander Franco.
No,
Jeter.
Well, Jeter's he's just probably the greatest shortstop that I would ever see in my lifetime.
Third base.
I'm going towards the end of his career too, and I'm gonna say I watched a lot of it. Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones.
Yeah. You.
Cal
Ripken.
Evan Longoria.
I mean, not a bad option. No. Scott Rolen, probably.
Yeah, Scott Rolen was nice.
Okay. Scott Rolen.
Left
field?
Yeah.
Oh, Crawford, man.
Yeah.
All time. I mean, from what I've seen, Crawford. Yeah.
Crawford would
center.
Definitely be mine, too.
Griffey.
And right.
Vlad.
I'm going with the Vladdy. Vladimir Guerrero. Okay.
All right. And pitch?
Favorite all-time pitcher, man.
Pedro.
You're going Pedro?
Pedro.
I'm
Martinez?
I'm going with the big unit as well, Randy.
All right.
Pedro just has
relief.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, Mary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I mean,
he Yankee, right?
Yep. Yeah. Closer.
Yeah. Good picks. Okay.
Great picks, Chip.
Now, who's your all-time basketball?
Jordan.
Steph Curry.
You guys don't know shit about basketball.
Yeah, all right.
Kevin Durant.
Muggsy Bogues.
All right, so, yes, there were some rumors this week.
About what?
Brady was going to the Dolphins.
That's bullshit, man. Somebody's always got to say something, dude.
We did have some good signings since last time we were here. Jensen resigned. Carlton Davis resigned. Who do we bring in? Shaq Mason we brought in.
Stenny resigned.
Who's the safety? Stenny Ryan Long?
Ryan Long, yeah.
Ryan Long.
Logan Ryan.
Yeah, same.
Same thing.
Yeah, you guys didn't even know.
All right, so he's in there. And who else? We brought in someone else, too.
Russell Gage.
I think last I heard, we were like 700,000 over the cap.
Are we right now?
Just under the cap. So they got to figure out something because they got the, obviously, the draft class that they're bringing in. They're going to have to make some money for them.
Well, no, that's
first can Brady pick. Restructure?
No, I think that's already accounted for.
That's not what I heard.
The 25 mil is already accounted for the draft. Like you have to have that in your.
Well, it wasn't a good number, and you still got to somehow get Gronk on this roster. He's kind of a must. I feel like he is.
Can't Brady restructure too?
I don't know. I think he did already.
Probably do it again.
Huh?
You can't do it twice.
Sure no, no. I mean, we're not.
Is there a limitation? Seriously,
we're not too far off. We're we make a couple moves. Who knows? You might trade a draft pick. You might. You never know what could happen.
Draft's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it is. Have you looked at the draft board?
I have. Which position are we weakest at? Which position are we weakest at?
Right now.
Right off the cuff.
I'm gonna say D line, man.
Probably.
D line, really?
Yeah.
So I was gonna say secondary. Yeah.
I'd love to.
Well, I mean,
how are we weak?
You can't have enough.
Well, no, first off, Carlton Davis was hurt a lot. I get that, but
you can't have enough. You can't have enough.
You lose
DBs.
Whitehead.
We did get beat up a little bit sometimes.
You can't have enough DBs. It's literally the only position to me. You have to rotate guys. Like you gotta have legs back there, man. Because a lot of these teams have three wide receivers that can stretch the field.
Carlton Davis was out. We felt that.
It does start with the pass rush up front. You solidify that pass rush, then
it's
obviously
the pass
you have
rush
help
over
in the secondary.
Everything.
But you need guys that can ball hawk.
I'm taking,
we don't have too many guys. We got Winfield that can ball hawk. Davis ball hawks when it's his way.
Mike Edwards?
I wouldn't mind seeing
that guy's always around.
I wouldn't
ball.
Mind seeing a running back either, especially that beast we were talking about on the thread the other day.
Definitely need another running back.
I don't think any running backs. I mean, you might get one or two that'll go in the first round from a team that has several picks in the draft.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to use their team needs in that first round. Dude, there's a few teams that have that two picks in the draft.
Yeah. You saw all the Lightning moves, too, in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of moving and shaking in Tampa Bay.
That was a hell of a game.
They're getting ready for this run.
Yeah, they are.
All eyes on them.
I think they're in what? They're second in the division, like fifth overall in the league right now or something like that.
I think they were
at 89 or 90 points or something.
It's the Lightning versus the NHL at this point, especially when they get to the playoffs. Yeah. Everybody goes for it's them. Yeah. Their Stanley Cup doesn't start with the first round of the playoffs. They have six rounds. They'll have six, like, you know, what is it? Four.
Is there a bye in NHL?
I don't think so.
There's no buy,
I think,
right?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the top eight teams, yeah. So it's literally like they just all you got to do is stay afloat.
Yeah, but one will play eight or whatever it is. One will play, you know.
Listen, with hockey, it's really just like football. Any given Sunday, bro. Well, I mean,
any given day,
walk all over us like they did. Remember the year we were supposed to win it? Everybody picked us our first year before we won.
Skunked.
And we got first skunked. Round. Yeah,
they needed that though. Sometimes you got to be brought down to realization of it's not that easy. Just because you can put it out there doesn't mean it's gonna happen.
Who did we lose? We lost Palat, we lost Tkachuk, but we brought in some studs.
Yeah, so. I mean, it doesn't even look like you can tell like they've lost any. Like they're still the Lightning. They're still like the dominant team. And record might doesn't show that, but
Perry's got his place on the squad.
At the end of the day, it's Lightning versus the NHL, NHL right now.
Yeah.
Which I think playoffs start at the end of the month. I think there's 15 games left.
Is that all that's left?
Yeah, there's not too many. Your 20-game pass went pretty good, huh?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I didn't even go to one.
Can I get my money back on that deal?
See if they can roll over to the playoffs, at least.
Well, I like refunds better. All right, let's see the standings right now. Wild card, we're number two. Division, we are second. And in the league, we're fifth, yeah, at 90 points. Damn, Colorado's at 100 points. Damn. All right.
So. Let's talk about it.
Which one do you want to talk about first?
Will Smith.
Yeah. How about that? Let me just hear. Whose side are you on?
Chris Rocks.
Chris Rocks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I could care less.
I understand that, but pick a side.
It's not even really a side to pick. It's just, are you in favor of it? Or
here's the deal, bro.
No. I think Will Smith's an idiot for doing it.
Listen, I get the fact that he wanted to smack this dude for making the comments about his wife and what she's been dealing with, a medical condition. I get it. You tell me you wouldn't want to.
But he didn't cross the line. He's a comedian. That's what comedians do.
And they're also like, I thought they were friends.
Yeah.
It was weird because if you look at it, he's laughing after he says it. And then after she hears it, she kind of does this. And then he walks up. It's like you thought it was funny. And then you saw her reaction. And it's like, oh, Big Bag Will's got to do something because he said something about my woman.
I was watching a video today, though. There's all these people that analyze like people's movements, their facial and stuff like that.
They said
FBI
Chris Tucker turned into it.
They said it could be staged.
I don't know.
They're still talking about the
possibility
of it being staged.
It's his first Oscar, too. He won his first Oscar 10 minutes later.
I can't imagine them saying, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth if it was staged at the Oscars.
Well, look how desperate the Oscars are for attention, because if that didn't happen, would you notice they were even on?
I wouldn't have.
And that's, to me, all those award shows, I'm sorry, just fucking stupid.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson came out yesterday and said that they're
pointless. They're
pointless.
You're awarding celebrities on stuff that nobody gives two shits about. It's stupid.
If you
didn't hear about that, you wouldn't know of anything that happened. Like, nobody watched it, and that's what they need, something like that so people can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's sad, though, but I just think Will needs, take some time away and go out to L.A. and stay with his auntie and uncle and, Bel Air. Just hang. I heard Chris Rock woke up with some Fresh Prince the next morning.
Oh, God. I did hear people saying that Will Smith came in, feet weren't planted correctly, and he had a weak smack. And for a guy that trained to be Ali in the movie, he should have had much better form and should have done much more damage because Chris Rock took that.
He did take it, and he kind of looked like he could have destroyed Will Smith right there. Like, but to me, you're grown-ass men, and this is
what you
do.
Hold up. You're thinking Chris Rock could beat Will Smith.
No, I'm not saying physically. I'm talking about literally just could have straight-up embarrassed him. Like, he could have ended his career with stuff that probably he knows that nobody else – like, he's what he does. He's a comic. He would, embarrass the shit out of you, It's like that comment to me was just –
He did handle it pretty good.
Yeah, he did handle it. He handled it like a man. Like, he did what – he's like, I just got smacked. Wow, this is crazy, Sometimes you just got to eat it. Yeah. He doesn't want to press charges. I don't blame him. But to me, I think it's going to destroy Will Smith's career because, what do you do?
Today, the Academy is talking about taking the Academy away from, or the award away from, but I'm sitting here saying, you're letting people like Harvey Weinstein and all them keep their shit. Why does Will got to give up his?
They're just trying to be relevant. It's just, I don't know. It's just stupid.
It's stupid. It's Hollywood.
Did you hear about the other thing?
What's
I don't know if it's really another thing, but I thought it was pretty funny. Eric Church, country singer.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here.
He has a concert Saturday that he canceled because he's a big North Carolina guy. So he canceled his tournament so he can watch
Carolina.
It's like
one of the biggest college basketball games every year, though.
It's never happened. They said it's never happened in the Final Four before.
No, not in Final Four, but when they play each other, it doesn't
matter. Yeah, it's a big rival.
It could be a fucking Tuesday.
But, I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, I would do the same.
You would cancel your concert to your fans because it's Duke and it's
if I'm going to tell you right now.
Just put it on the big screen behind me so I can check it out every once in a while.
You only want to watch the last 2 minutes anyways.
No, he's just going to postpone it till next week.
He just canceled it. He didn't even say postpone it, refunds, nothing. He just canceled his tour so he can watch the basketball
game. What if someone offered him money to be there?
Nobody offered him money. It says he did it so he can just watch the thing. He just – say you're going to go see, you know, whatever. I don't know. I think he should have watched it with his fans.
I agree with Bo on this one.
It's just – I don't know. It's douchey.
Hey, some people are bigger diehards.
There's more people that are bigger diehard fans to see him in concert than there is like him watching that game, and he just lost those fans.
All those little
13, 14-year-old girl, whatever. I'm just saying, like the real big fans, they only comes around once or ever. And
no, guess
boom,
what?
You want to cancel. If you would have made, I got COVID, can't go. There you go. But no, we want to just cancel it. It's fucking, it's come on, man. It's comical.
It is.
I bet you they're fans.
Take it like a fan. Don't listen.
Yeah. I bet you they're fans of that team.
I agree.
Now.
Huh?
What if those little kids and all the fans that were going to be at the concert tuned in to watch the game and they're like, oh, Eric Church, let's go. Now they're all
fans. Oh, my God.
I don't know. That might be what happened for all I know.
I don't know.
I can't scroll. we're locked up here, but that'd be awesome.
What the fuck ever?
Tom Brady, man.
I guess.
So... Oh man, we just lost everything here.
Huh?
I just lost all my screen.
Power failure.
Oh, there we go. So aside from that, what else happened here around the Bucks other than our other signs? I know we just briefly talked about Shaq Mason coming in, an old Patriot teammate of Brady.
Yep.
Fill that gap. We talked about our secondary. Gage coming in as a receiver. Can't help but have more receivers, right?
No, you need receivers. You need depth. We thought we were loaded last year, and it dried out very quickly.
Did.
I think we're in the, you know, the running for a punter or a kicker, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I think suck up or
so,
opinion or
like I told you guys, it's being talked about Baker coming here being a backup for a year.
I don't want no.
Really?
Nope.
There's no way in hell you're gonna pay $25 million. He's on his last.
He's due.
Deal.
He's due $18 million, I think, this year.
Or 19 or something.
Yeah, he's due
There's
18.
No way
18
in
or
hell
19 million.
Well, restructure.
Huh?
No.
Ain't no restructuring. They're only gonna. The Browns are only gonna pay about 80% of that. So you're still looking at a $6 million price tag for the. You don't want this guy.
Tiger Woods is back on the course. He did not in the tournament, but he just did a round.
He's trying to play the Masters.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like Adam Sandler.
Roy McElroy.
Aren't they doing whatchamacallit this year?
Who? Valspar?
Happy Gilmore too?
Oh, are they?
I thought so.
This is crazy, man. This happened in Orlando or up by Kissimmee. These kids were going back and forth, I guess, talking a little shit, and then this kid runs up behind this kid in the middle of the race and just sucker punches him.
I want to know how he got so far ahead of him, and then how could he just catch up?
He's scared for a ladder.
Well, let's watch the video and see. Oh.
Yeah, that's messed up.
That is messed up.
Ooh.
And then he just keeps running.
And he just keeps running.
That's
all the parents in the stands. What the fuck? Yeah. Well.
That's crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Nothing will happen. You know why? Because white man said something.
Here's what I don't understand. Like what we were talking about, Bo. Why did Gruden sell his Vegas mansion for $7
million? Because he ain't got no more income to pay for that motherfucker. I mean, fuck.
Look at that thing. It's badass.
That is a badass pool. Damn.
Damn, yeah. That's nice, nice,
yeah,
nice.
Well,
sorry about your luck.
See, Gruden. When he signed his original contract, what was it, 10 years, $100 million? Yeah. You're going to buy something like that, too. You're going to stay there for a while?
Yeah,
here's one season. Boom, house, boom.
Well, shit. Hey, I think he had like a $9 million contract or something retarded like that to do Monday Night Football for 2 years.
Yeah.
Look at this stuff. This guy gets the tattoo of the players. Like, he had them sign his arm, so he can then go get a tattoo later that day, which he did. And then this cat gets traded to the rival team, the Padres.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Matt Beatty. Yeah. So what do you do then?
Huh?
What do you do then?
Trader. Just put trader.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you're into tattoos, yeah.
Yeah. There it is. That's
crazy.
Huh. You don't say.
So what else? Rays, anything, guys?
They announced Shane McClanahan as the opening day starter.
Oh, it's not going to be Kubler.
No. No, it won't be. It'll be Shane McClanahan. So,
and that's next Friday?
Next Friday, 3:30 versus Baltimore for a three-game set.
3:10.
And will you be there?
I will.
I think, yeah. I think it might be in attendance.
You think you're going to go, too?
I think I'm going to go.
All right.
I had to go.
I just had the front office just called us at the firm today and asked us if we were going to do tickets. Remember, we tried to last year when we were trying to go to the series. And,
you jinxed
the year
us.
Before, excuse me. I didn't jinx shit.
Yeah, you did.
We tried to buy tickets, and then they took out that pitcher, and we got screwed.
So what, the front office called you again?
Yeah, they did.
What did they say?
Asking if we want tickets this year.
Yeah.
So I had a guy come by the shop today, or not today, but earlier this week, buying a boat, and he's a professional baseball player.
Okay.
Yeah, got to meet him, you know, talk to him a little bit. Mm-hmm. J.D. Martinez plays for the
Big name.
Plays for the what?
Red Sox.
I knew that.
But, yeah, he came by. Cool guy.
Checking out the boats.
Yeah, he loves
the boats.
How
many bills you got going right now?
I just started 70. Boat 70.
Boat 70?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. What else we got here? Anything good? Looks like Justin Bieber got booed at the Montreal concert.
Hold on. What did you just say?
Yeah, apparently, this guy got booed at the concert because it's a huge...
I'll boo you if you ever say that name again on the station.
About time.
Oh, dude, there was a lot of jealousy coming out of that statement right there.
What do you mean? This is a sports podcast, dude.
Dude. I was talking about sports.
That has nothing to do with sports.
So, Bo, do we want to get into what we're going to ask Chip?
Yeah.
If he wants to do this?
You can ask me whatever you want, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's do it.
Like, so, we don't want you to stress out about this.
I'm not going to stress. I don't stress.
Next time we join... and rendezvous at El Shaka Boa.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Oh, that's Johnny Manziel hanging out with a bikini model.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, so we're going to have a little trivia where, you know, some Buccaneer draft history, getting ready for the draft, and we're also going to do a prep sheet of kind of simulating what the Bucs are going to do, what positions.
Where are they going to pick for each round?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think we only have seven picks, but there's only six.
No, we have six.
We have six picks.
And we might even trade one up.
We could.
Yeah, you might. When you get there, you cross that bridge when you get there. So nothing's for certain. Okay. Might not have no picks by the time we get there. Who knows? Yeah.
What pick are we the first round? We'd be
24th?
No, 27th.
27th or 28th.
No, it might be 28th.
Yeah.
One of those.
Okay. All right. So, that's cool. So
and then, so we got.
Next podcast is right before the draft.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It isn't?
We'll have two. We're off next week. We'll be there the following week, off that week, and then that Thursday
is the draft,
and we'll be here recording.
Yeah, and then we come back Tuesday. We come back after the draft.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we'll review everything. And we said, too, that we can, after
you
want to
jot down a name, you get a bonus point.
Exactly.
But you got to hit the bonus name.
Yeah, we'll just kind of make it a little.
Why are you guys acting like you got some insider information?
You just Chip, you don't know shit.
Chip don't know.
What?
okay. Shorty P. Right. Goes for you
so,
as well.
So, hey, you say we're going D-line or backs or D-back.
First
secondary.
Pick?
Yeah,
first
you
pick?
Said secondary
no, no, no.
Or D-line.
I'm going to.
You said you asked where we're most thin at right now.
I'm gonna.
So that's where you would think that they would go with their first pick.
No.
Not necessarily.
Best available position, yeah. Could be a running back.
No. I happen to think it
could
will be.
Could be a cornerback.
He's gonna
could
say,
be O-line.
It's going to be Brady's replacement.
No, Trask would have been that pick this year. He would have been a
Trask wouldn't have been there.
He would have been a first-round pick.
He would probably been number one.
He would probably been top five.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him move.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't surprise me.
To see who move?
I don't think they will, but I mean...
Kyle Trask. I don't think you would want to do that.
Or Gabbert.
We don't have him on a contract.
I would say Gabbert could go.
He's not on a contract.
Baker's coming in.
Baker's not coming in. I don't know why you keep wanting these jokers.
He's not even on the team right now, guys. It's only Kyle Trask.
That's right, because he's not signed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's currently out of contract.
They're gonna have to bring another one in. They have to bring one in.
No shit, Bo. But are you gonna bring in a veteran, or are you gonna bring in another like Ryan Griffin type?
Yeah, you gotta bring in a veteran.
You can't
waste another pick on another quarterback.
You're gonna exactly.
So why wouldn't you bring in Baker?
Baker's got too much of a price tag for that's a glorified backup. You don't even want him.
There's
you don't
two
want
guys.
Him
maybe Winston will come back.
I think two guys.
Winston's got competition with Andy Dalton right now.
We need two guys back on the team.
Who?
Sue. Gronk. We get those two, we're going to be comfortable. We're going to have the band back, quote unquote.
The core.
We're going to have. We're going to be there. I mean, JPP.
I do not want to see him go.
I wish he could play another ten years for us.
He says this,
I love
that. He just didn't. He lost a step.
He was playing hurt.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Bo
it's
don't like
football,
hearing the truth, bro.
You're gonna.
He had to get shoulder surgery.
So if you're not gonna tell me you're gonna be your best at your best when we need you to be your
best,
I understand it.
From week three.
If I can have somebody else that's going to be 100% and give a little bit more than that, then why have you on the field just because of your name?
It's not of his name.
He didn't have any force. That edge is so important with our defense.
Okay.
It is.
What were his stats last year?
He sat out a lot of games.
I mean,
he did sit out a lot of games.
He probably sat out five games on film. I'm not looking at numbers. I'm saying from what I've seen. I'm excited that
we're going to be pretty healthy for week one, hopefully.
Who are we playing week one?
Oh.
The schedule hasn't came out yet.
I know. I'm just saying.
Who do you want to play? We'll open at home.
Is that G.I. Jane? That's Shada Pinkett Smith. What? You can come hit me, Will?
Maybe.
You can hit me all you want, buddy.
I would say that we will open up. Actually, I think we're going to open up with they'll probably open up against Saints or Falcons.
Nah.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Are you talking about preseason? Are you talking about regular season?
Saints or Falcons open up at home.
No way.
Yeah, they will.
No way.
Yeah.
Rams.
No.
Yep.
It wouldn't be at home.
We'll open at home.
The Saints are going to play that Thursday night football game.
Oh, no. The Rams will get
They get the Thursday night football game.
Mm-hmm. Rams. No, Rams will.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. Rams Bucks.
They're not. It would have to be in L.A. and the game's here in the Ray J.
How you know?
Because the Super Bowl team gets the home game on Thursday. They give them.
So they're not the Bucks. Whatever, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, oh, my bad. You didn't make it to the beginning of the game last year.
Yeah, I did.
You weren't there. He wasn't there for the beginning of the game.
There
was a celebration.
Fault.
The whole stadium was red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what, the Dallas game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there. I was right next to you. I have videos on my phone.
So how do you not remember that?
I don't remember it. That was a long time ago.
That's so bad.
Jeez. It was like 8 months ago.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, so that was it for kind of the Bucks.
How was it for the Bucks?
There's not much else to talk about right now. I mean, shit, I just need to get everything started. Let's get to the training camp.
Do you think we're going to sign Gio Bernard?
Let's get it done.
Hopefully.
I think that we're going to pick another running back out of the draft.
You seen Rojo went to KC, right?
Yeah. Deuces.
See ya.
See ya, bud.
I hope he gets his chance out there, man.
He will.
He never really got his chance here. The one year that he did.
The only reason why he went there is they want to know what's going on in our offense. That's the only reason why he's out there.
He's not a Buccaneer? Fuck him.
No.
Yes, they do. They want to know.
Yep, they do. They told Chip.
What are you gonna do? You have no Chris Godwin. You have no Mike Evans.
What are you talking about?
The Chiefs.
They want to know what we're doing. I'm telling you. Why else would he go? Why else would a team like that be going after Rojo? I mean, they have 37
play the Bucks
backs.
One time a year.
They have 37 backs on their team.
If I could see the Saints.
Saints do it too. They did with Winston.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. But don't be naive to the game.
Yeah.
This is a business, bro.
Don't be naive to Tom Brady.
Business.
So, all right, that was it for me and the Bucks. You guys got anything else, Bucks? Lightning, like I said, we made our moves. Sitting in second and fifth, looking good for the playoffs with... Oh, that's what we were looking... We were looking to see how many games were left.
What, for the Lightning?
Yeah. 15.
Is it 15?
Total? I don't know.
No, they got, I think, the rest of this month, right? So there's probably 23 games or something. 22 games, 21 games.
Let's see. There is... In April... Oh, no. There's a good amount of games. What are you guys talking
about?
Oh, no.
It's, it ends in May.
It ends at the end of April. Our last game is the 29th of April. It looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 games left.
16. He said 15. I said 20.
Well, he lied.
16.
Did I lie? I didn't lie. I miscalculated.
Yep, 16 games. Okay, so 16 games left. We're in the playoffs. I feel pretty confident on that.
Yeah,
if we're coming in fifth, that means we're playing somewhere around six. So we'd be playing. Let's just take a look and see if it ended today.
What's up with Cooch, though? Can you guys answer that?
He'll be back, right? Time for the playoffs,
he's,
like he always
he played,
is.
He's playing the other night.
I know. I was there watching the game.
Let's see.
That's what I'm saying. Cooch will be back.
He had three points, but he was playing frustrated.
We would be playing the Rangers if it stopped today.
Oh, and they're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they smoked us last week. Uh-huh. Well, not smoked us, but they beat us 2-1. Close game at home. Great game.
Good but, yeah, man, Cooch is looking like he's playing frustrated as shit.
Just working out the kinks, man. He knows what time it is.
Yeah.
Andre Palat's winger for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But Palat's not with us anymore. I thought Palat got traded.
What?
I thought Palat got traded.
No.
Oh.
They were talking about trading him because they're not going to be able to bring him back after this year.
Oh, okay.
That's what they were saying, but...
Oh, no, it was Matthew Joseph.
Yeah. Did you hear what happened to him?
Dude, and he was like one of my favorite players on the team.
Did you hear what happened to him?
No, what?
So he went and got traded to that team. First game, I guess he ended up like cross-checking someone in the throat.
Uh-huh.
And got like 4-game suspension or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like becoming one of my favorites. I mean, he just gave so much fucking out. Yeah, he was so fast. Him and Point, dude, it's just like no one's comparing to them.
Yeah, Point, he skates real fast. Remember when he came on scene, like, he was unstoppable?
Yeah, I do.
He doesn't seem like he has that gear right now. Oh, but let me guess. Saving it for the playoffs.
Saving it for the playoffs.
So he plays for the Ottawa Senators now? That's who he got traded to? Well, that sucks.
So something historic happened today.
What you got?
15 runs in one inning by the St. Louis Cardinals.
Huge.
Top
of
the inning.
It's a spring training game.
Yeah, I know. But 15 runs in one inning in the top of the eighth in a spring training
game. It's a spring training.
When have you ever seen something like that?
What?
It was 29-8.
29.
That's a football game.
They scored 4-4-0-3-0-2-0-15 and 1.
I mean,
how many errors?
But don't you see
how many errors?
Like, there's the excitement levels, man.
Two.
That's an exciting inning.
That eighth inning
probably lasted 35 minutes.
How many
football
hits?
Excitement. Hockey, super excitement.
26.
26 hits by the Cardinals?
Yep.
And they put up 28 runs?
29.
29 runs on 28 hits?
That's impressive.
That's it. That's really impressive.
That's like my stats, like back when I played baseball.
Chip, imagine being a Detroit Lions fan. There ain't too much action going on there.
We were Tampa Bay Bucks fans.
I know. I was there.
Yeah,
The blackouts.
Brutal.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Don't ever do it again.
No wins, no kicking, no nothing.
Yeah, that was horrible.
It was a long 8 to 10 years. So.
And then it was a long... 12 years.
How do these people get a hold of us, dog?
How do they get a hold of us, dog?
I mean, if they want to call us, you just hit our studio line at 844-542-411. Or if you want to text us, 727-388-1644.
For all emergencies, please hang up and call 911.
Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. Bo just said he dropped a new page.
Take it like a fan.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, man.
Find us.
I like it.
Uncensored.
I do like it.
Like Jada Pinkett's haircut.
Dude.
Oh, come on, man.
What? I told you it's uncensored.
Uncensored.
No, it's uncensored.
We're about to get so many fines in the mail.
I hope Will Smith shows up and smacks him.
Good.
$200 million.
Have you ever? Have you checked the text line?
Have I?
Yeah. No, you haven't.
I know. There's nothing going on, man.
How do you know?
Because I check it. I'd have a notification if it would go off.
I had someone message me saying that they've hit it up a few times and never gotten any response.
There's a surprise.
February 22nd.
Hmm.
11/21 was the last time we got, and it said service on your 21 RAM. Personal use.
That was my buddy sending you a message.
He was letting you know it's going into service.
All right.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You got anything more?
No. Go Bucks. Go,
go Bucks. Go Rays. Go Lightning.
Go Lightning.
Have a good night, boys.
Hold on. Who do you guys want to win this weekend?
Who do I want to win this weekend?
Tar Heels.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you?
I'd like to see your boy go out with a bang. Patino. Mm-hmm. I like to see him win it all and go out with a bang.
I'm going with him.
He deserves it.
You heard it here first, folks. Go Tar Heels.
See ya.
See ya. Turn me down, dude. Turn me down. You gotta reset everything.